Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So we are more than perfectly delighted to welcome the return of Diana Beresford Kroger. She journeyed from being an orphan raised by druids to becoming one of the world's top medical biochemists, rewedding science and guiding Celtic wisdom in her dedication that we all resolve climate change by humbly cooperating with nature's guiding genius. Her books include The Sweetness of a Simple Life, The Global Forest, Arboretum Borealis, A Lifeline of the Planet, and it goes on and on. Her latest book is To Speak for the Trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Future of the Forest. Her website is dianaberesfordkroger.com, and she says, "Radio holds the ear and fires the imagination, so we light our collaborative kinship fires to quell the conflagration." Welcome, Diana Beresford Kroger.
Hello, welcome to you. I'm delighted to be able to be heard by so many people.
Yes, no, it's a wonderful thing. And then just to put a little more divination in, I did look up your birthday astrological chart. There are metaphors for each degree of the zodiac, and the image for your Venus in Leo, with lots of company, is children swinging beneath the shade of a huge oak tree, the borrowed strength of ancient traditions, the roots of all spiritual traditions in nature mysticism. Isn't that deft?
That's really extraordinary, because I'm the last child of the Castle of Ross. I'm the last child of the O'Donoghue family, and when my family was killed, my inheritance was given to me in the form of wisdom and knowledge.
That's
and
so.
I was 12 years old.
Well, and I loved when we spoke earlier today. You said you have a telepathic thread to people, and
yes.
I go, we are convened by that. I love being embraced by your telepathic thread, as all of our listeners are now. And you speak of the triad of the Gaelic world, the body, mind, and soul.
And in that, if you want to communicate with me, go into silence in your mind. Go into that stillness of silence. There's all kinds of Gaelic words for that. On Sia, Siacon, there are all kinds of Gaelic words for that silent thing you hold within yourself. Then thread it onto me. And you will remember what I say. This is very important, actually, because when I was finished the Brehon Laws, when I was finished doing the Brehon Wardship, I was the last child to be given this ancient knowledge. And I was told by at that time there would be no more after me. I was given the knowledge aus Gaelga, that means in Irish. And I really kind of didn't believe that. That a child, you know, then I was 15 when I was given all this medical knowledge and knowledge of the laws of Ireland and the laws of the Celtic culture. I didn't believe it, but it has turned out to be true, and it's kind of extraordinary. And I have one of the longest pedigrees in the world. It's called in Gaelic a Brehonus. I have the longest Brehonus, which spreads back into 3,000 years.
No, that's so wonderful. And I can't resist just bringing in a little bit of your chart, because you have irresistible eloquence, and your Saturn quintiles Chiron, which is to translate the ancient traditions of nature mentoring into now, thank you for all of us, into accessibility. And it's also that you have irresistible eloquence. I love the New York Times did that splendid piece, and all praise to your ally, Stuart Bernstein, because he killed us with wonderful things. But it says in that article, before the Times reporter Kara Buckley wrote an article about her, Diana Beresford Kroger told Miss Buckley, "What you must do is lean against a tree before you write the piece." And Miss Buckley did. I love that.
Yeah, she did. And the wisdom of that comes to you. You know, I mean, the funny thing is that you look at yourself in the mirror and you have your own DNA. But a tree's DNA is very, very like yours, except for two bases. That's the only difference. It has all of the other equipment to do all kinds of extraordinary things. And indeed, it does. It does, it does, it does. The most important reaction in the world, that's bar none, is the photosynthetic reaction, and it's happening everywhere today on the planet. What it is, wherever the sun is shining, it shines on the leaves of the trees, and the leaves have got green chlorophyll, and the green chlorophyll somehow can pick up the radiation from the sun, the UV from the sun, and take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and split it into two, into carbon and oxygen. And baby doll, what you're breathing right now, listening to me, is oxygen, because without it you would not live. It comes from the trees and the forests. Hey, that's fantastic.
Yes, and you often speak about how the forest protects the great oceans of the world. Today is Ocean Day. So we're covering everything.
Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Well, let me tell you. Let me tell you a story. Let's pretend you have a tree in front of you. Okay, let's pretend any old. It could be a big tree, a wonderful tree, an ancient forest tree. Very few have seen these extraordinary colossals of the world. Well, you know, you dawdle along as a child, okay? And the leaves fall in the autumn and they hit the ground and you think, why is this happening? What the heck is going on here? Why is that tree losing its leaves? Well, there's something else going on in this world. The leaves hit the ground, and then the rain hits the ground, and it dissolves the humic acid and the fulvic acid out of leaves. Now, if you're a gardener like I am, a total lunatic with all my arboreta and everything, you need that humic acid in the soil, and it travels in the soil because it's water soluble. It's a very large molecule, about 1 million in molecular weight. It goes zoom, zoom, zoom down through the soil and into the rivers and into the lakes and then out into the great oceans of the world. Well, what fulvic acid and humic acid does is really an extraordinary thing. Out in the oceans, especially in California, you've got fabulous, fabulous seaweeds and all kinds of algae out in the ocean. The algae require something really unusual that's common on the land and is in scarcity in the sea, and it's called iron. And fulvic acid picks up iron. Humic acid picks up iron like a big claw, and that in chemistry is called chelation. It's a chelating molecule, and boing, 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 it goes out into the sea. But the algae are looking for that iron, and when they get the iron, they use it as a catalyst for their nitrogenase enzymes. And those nitrogenase enzymes work at night without the sun, and they build protein. And it is only because of the humic acid and fulvic acid they get big and strong and they divide. And that's the feeding foundation of the ocean for all creatures in the ocean, the great whales being at the top of the level. I mean, you could make a child's book out of this, and it's fantastic for a child.
Yeah, no, well, in your prodigious output, and then you assign tasks to whoever's listening as well, and you say, you know, iron without it, we wouldn't have, without the iron from the trees, we wouldn't have whales or porpoises, and then you said, your favorite otters.
I love otters.
Well, aren't you quite like an otter? You are quite like an otter. Yeah, no, they're just so darling, and they're holding hands while sleeping and floating along.
Yes, we must protect them.
Right. Well, it is, you know, but before us is really the backstage gods are saying, okay, humans, all you have to do is completely redesign the human cultural interface with nature. That's the task right now, and then we'll have some other things for you to do. But that's it, really. And your whole life you've been dedicated to being a cultural ambassador on behalf of what you love, yeah?
Yes, and I've made a lot of sacrifices for this. I mean, I refused a professorship of medicine to do this. And what I did is I was offered a very, very, you know, very, very strong profile in the academic world, and also with groups of people across the world who are Nobel winners. I refused that. And I decided, because I was told under the Breton law that the time of now will be a time of great danger for people. And I, you know, as I got older, I saw this really happening. And I thought, when I was offered the professorship, I thought, to heck with this. I took a whole week off, walked up and down my driveway, walked up and down all over the Arboretum to think about it. And I thought, no, this is important. I will do this. This is important for people, and I will keep doing it until people understand that we've got to look after the globe, our planet, our green planet, because it is unique.
Yes, you say bring it to now to deal with the burden upon us.
Yeah,
the precious burden to protect as much life as possible. So yes, but of course also because you are the between worlds cross pollinating person. You are the science and myth reunified, right? And there's a pretty good BBC radio series just came out on called The Witch, and it's pretty good. But they mentioned that there were no witch trials in Ireland because the paganism was sufficiently strong. So is that part of how Druid wisdom?
No, they're a bit incorrect about that. They are a bit incorrect about that because a witch is in the English language. The letter W does not even occur in the Gaelic language. We do not have W. We have 19 letters in the Gaelic alphabet, and W is not one of them. It's an English word. The concept of the Druidic culture was common to the Celtic civilization, and that was way before even the word witch was invented. The Celtic civilization went from Ireland into Europe, France and Spain, and into the north of Africa, into the Galata of Turkey, and then on into actually Asia Minor. It was a huge civilization. And the Druid in Gaelic, because I'm saying now, Tommy the Kind House Gael guy, I'm telling you, I'm speaking in Gaelic now. The word Druid in Gaelic comes from Dreach, which means magic. And Dreach the Druid in Gaelic means the play and the art of magic. And the people who had Druidic training, they trained for 17 years. And also the Druids were also called Aluna in the Gaelic language when there was a number of them together. And they were masters of their art. And the Druids in some instances were also medicine, of men of medicine, and women of medicine also. And at the time of Christ they could do C-sections. They had regulations for their hospitals. They were very, very erudite in medicine. And they indeed went into Rome, and they spoke Gaelic, was the common language in Rome, below Greek and Latin. And all of the big bosses in the Roman Empire wanted to have these people for their great wisdom.
Aha. Yes, here we are, team. We are listening, of course, to wonderful, wonderful Diana Beresford Kroeger, who will be guesting again soon. I think that what you're pledging for is the rich voices that we need and the touchstone with nature that Diana brings to us. You know, talking to my friend Sean Patrick O'Donohue, how do we navigate now? And we were like, oh, to be activists, we want to have a continual touchback with nature. That's the really crucial thing. So here we are. Here we are, team, at the dark of the moon. This is when people gather to determine the course of culture. And that's what we're up to. So, yes, and remember, we are in Pledge Drive, 800-439-5732, or kpfa.org. We're offering two things as thank you gifts. We're offering To Speak for the Trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to A Healing Vision of the Forest by Diana Beresford Kroger. This is so great. You know, we'll we'll keep to-ing and fro-ing. And then also Forest of Noise, poems by Musab Abu Toha. So important. Again, you know, how are we effective? How are we effective agents for Gaza and for all subject to the cruelty of now? You know, and so let's honor him. You know, Musab Abu Toha, who just won a Pulitzer Prize for this book, Forest of Noise. You can have that for a pledge of $110, or To Speak for the Trees by Diana Beresford Kroger for a pledge of $120. They go very well together. So Musab writes, you know, on May 19th, he says, "A gift from my dear friend Jahad Taha in Beit Lahia, who is now besieged with family there." Jahad used to regularly visit the Edward Said Library, which Musab founded, and even offered art classes for free there. Jahad sent me this gift a day after I won the Pulitzer Prize. He sent along this letter, which still brings tears to my eyes. He writes, "Heartfelt congratulations to my dear brother and friend Musab. With pride and happiness, I congratulate you on your well-deserved Pulitzer Prize win. This achievement is not just a culmination of your efforts, but a testament to the sincerity of your pen, the depth of your vision, and the influence of your words. You wrote not to fill pages, but to move souls and leave us with something unforgettable. I am prouder of you today than ever, and I believe that what is coming holds even greater things for you. Congratulations from the bottom of my heart, you who own the freedom of speech. Please accept this simple gift. I know that you deserve a more beautiful painting than this, but you know, my friend, that I only have a pencil and paper. I lost all my tools at home, but I promise you that when the opportunity arises, I will give you a painting you deserve. Congratulations, my dear, your friend, Jahad Taha." He's still alive. He's still alive. And we are pledging for all, and we're pledging for, again, a culture of kindness emerging from this rubble. So I love Diana saying, "Radio holds the ear and fires the imagination." We're pledging for this wonderful place of gathering, KPFA, the Visionary Activist Show. Let me bring much into play. But again, to honor, you know, the forest and Palestine, weaving to and fro is really crucial. So here we are today. What's available today? The sun has just entered Gemini. Gemini, the realm of Mercury, Elegba, who presides over the crossroads. And this is, as many have written, crossroads, a crucial place where people pledge, where they dedicate, where everything that will affect their lives comes from forevermore. You know, it's where we understand the difference between truth and falsehood. And I call on my birthday companion, Hannah Arendt. Excuse me, I'm very moved. We share the same birthday. She says, "Constant lying is not aimed at making the people believe a lie, but at ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. A people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish between right and wrong. With such a people, you can do whatever you want." So here we are. We are here to distinguish what is true and what is false. We're at this crossroads. And the sun today quintiles Mars in Leo. It's rising in the east over Berkeley. And its image is a volunteer church choir. So yeah, let's do that. And it exactly trines Venus, whose image is the spinning sisters. So Venus and Mars are in cahoots. So these parts of us, Venus magnetizes, Mars animates, and together they spiral forth into the world. So let's say we are animating, again, dedication to this show, dedication to KPFA, you know, we're magnetizing it, we're animating it, and together we're part of a volunteer church choir spiraling things forth out into the world. So again, you can pledge for Forest of Noise, poems by Musab Abu Toha, just won the Pulitzer Prize, wonderful, for a pledge of $110. Or to speak for the trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest by Diana Beresford Kroger for a pledge of $120. They go really well together. And let me also encourage, exhort, and remind all of us that any amount is completely welcome. We just want to prime the pump, prime the pump. You know, it's a power of dedication. You know, and, you know, when we fight, we win, said the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, wonderful Tim Walz, but they lost, right? So let's play with, you know, when we dedicate, we win, you know, rather than fight, let's dedicate, let's deliberate, let's outsmart, let's satirize, let's dissolve, let's bless, let's shapeshift, you know, all of these things. And let me just, again, animate what's before us. So a quintile, irresistible eloquence. So all who pledge just right now for fun, 800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org. You know, you receive the quintile. Well, you receive it anyway. But here it is humming, irresistible eloquence, you know, Mars woofiness dedicated to peace. It's available. And then let me bring in things here. So Venus herself, woofy in Aries, quintiles, Jupiter, storytelling, broadcasting, putting things out. Let's all public discourse be an opportunity for critique and blessing. Critique and blessing. May it go well for you and for you. You know, mutual aid arises. So Venus quintiles Jupiter on one side, and she quintiles Pluto, death and rebirth, on the other. You know, and Pluto's image is restoring a lost condition of spirituality to the world. We go, yeah, that's what we're doing. And then I'll say it and translate it. And then Pluto biquintiles Jupiter. It's a very beautiful pattern. Let me translate it into accessibility. So the power of the Venusian hero within all of us, regardless of race, gender, assignment. You know, the Venusian hero or heroine is interested in liberating women, liberating the land, liberating men, liberating the entire circumstance, liberating the atmosphere that gave rise to this, willing to liberate even the tyrant, not counting on it, but to liberate the whole thing. And she hums with Haijon, the conqueror of the South, right, who again liberates those enslaved and liberates those enslaving and finishes it all off with a laugh. And then just to bring in everything, so we have a quintile, and a biquintile. It's a beautiful, beautiful pattern. Let it hum in all of us for fun. And great colleague Jim Lewis, astrologer from way back, now an ancestor, said, look at Jupiter and Pluto. That's what's humming for us now, and for this station, and for this show. He said, incredible for publicity. I was like, well, that's odd. Why would that be? Jupiter is storytelling. Pluto, death and rebirth. Its primary totem is the phoenix. And the story is, because we're all good detectives, that before the phoenix bursts into flames and is reborn, she sings this hauntingly beautiful song. And all of creation listens to the phoenix's song and is reminded of what is deeply and truly important, beauty and kindness and mutual aid and reciprocity and loving the earth, being agents of the earth in our own cultural realm, and kindness for all, and democratic animism, you know, and impossible miracle things. We will bring that into play. So for each one of us, this time of dedication, and as you move to the phone or the computer, you know, to dial 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org, let's ponder this big question for each person. You know, what is my Phoenix's song? You know, if we have the opportunity to spiral forth into collective group mind, what we deem to be truly important, what would that be? It's a vast question, and therefore really wants to be put on our altar of desirable mystery, and it will then attract the answer. You know, so, but that quality of, you know, spiraling forth, so crucial. And then I'll say this other thing and translate it. Jupiter in the sky at 25 Gemini makes an exact collaborative cahooting to Chiron in the sky at 25 Aries. When this station was founded, you know, the Sun, S-U-N, was at 25 Aries, which is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. That's KPFA. That's Pacifica. That's the Visionary Activist Show. That's each person listening to this. You know, and it's beautiful. It says right now Chiron is transiting exactly the Sun of KPFA when it was founded, S-U-N. You know, so the entire lineage, the archives, the lineage of all who have, you know, been dedicated to a just and kind culture of reverent ingenuity arising out of, you know, are present. So when we dedicate, when we pledge, everything is, thank you, Priscilla in Clyde, Texas, one of my favorite humans in the world. That's so wonderful. She pledged for Forest of Noise poems by Mosab Abu Toha. So great. So thank you, team. Thank you, team. We're on the board. That's really great. So we want to keep things rolling. That's wonderful. So yeah, and then just to honor, you know, our fabulous guest, Diana Beresford Kroger, she says a telepathic thread, you know, the forest protects the great oceans of the world. Wonderful. And then we brought up otters, and I said to her, as you heard, you know, you're kind of an otter. I am an otter. Think of also all that we love and feel kinned with, that we are, you know, weaving our contract, our dedication. You know, when we pledge by calling 1-800-439-5732 or online kpfa.org, you know, when we pledge, we're pledging on behalf of all that we love, you know, the otters, the trees, the democracy, people in everywhere in Gaza and Ukraine, people in, you know, the good citizens of Israel who are walking to the border with Gaza, saying stop this horrible cruelty. We pledge with all, for all sane reverence. We pledge for the community of the grieving, May it cross all foolish man-made borders. The community of the grieving is vast, you know, and so we want to pledge to that. And everybody, just think of, you know, what one feels kinned with in the flora, fauna, fungi realm. You know, we've been honoring, you can still get the microdosing book. It's really useful. And I said to our great fund drive captain, Laura, who was going to replay microdosing, and I go, no, we did that already. I could do the show while microdosing, but that's unpredictable, right? But I think that's also part of what we've been weaving too, which is any sacrament, you know, that translates us into participatory animism, participation, you know, is good. And that's why the entheogens, which we've been, you know, weaving through, again, our political activist discourse is so a crucial part of what's available to us. And our show has been dedicated to action. And just to add in one more thing before we go back to Diana, you know, right now, part of the great movement of now, you know, within and without, is many, many planets in Pisces, then moving into Aries. Saturn will join Neptune in Aries on Saturday. We'll talk more about that. The new moon is on late Monday night. Dark of moon, people gather to determine the course of culture. That's what we're doing. And so planets in Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, Saturn's at the last degree of the zodiac, meaning all the powerful poetry and imagery and guiding mythology that ever was or will be is here now. And then it goes, let's take it into action. So we have planets from Pisces dreaming and drawing upon the heritage and what have we forgotten that we must remember into, let's act, let's do it. And then those planets will retrograde back into Pisces, snapping their fingers, going, wait, let's go back into dreaming, and then back into action. So it's dreaming, action, it's vision, action, back to vision, back to action. Why, that sounds like the Visionary Activist Show. It's this kind of time. So again, you know, you can pledge for Forest of Noise poems by Mosab Abu Toha, who won the Pulitzer Prize just now. Again, all of these great beings. Oh, and thank you also, Jen, in San Bruno. That's right, we're on the board, we're inching there. That's really great, team. All right, I'm going to trust everybody before, as we go back into Diana's wonderful guiding. And what we said in the last segment is all we have to do, say the backstage divine to us, is completely redesign the human cultural interface with nature. That's what we got to do. But we can do impossible things. We'll come back to the Chiron myth about doing impossible things. That's what we're here to do. So we rejoin Diana Beresford Kroeger. But do call, so we can keep listening. Do call 1-800-439-5732, kpfa.org, magnetizing. Call for all and pledge for all that we love at this time of, you know, enormous danger. But with Diana, we keep our jauntiness going. She's so indefatigable. And to be with woofy women and to bathe in their confidence against all odds to protect what we love, that's what we're calling for, 1-800-439-5732. Thank you, team. We go back into Diana Beresford Kroeger. Here we go. You mentioned in your interview with Jane Fonda, another friend of this show. Hi there. You had a wonderful soul. A wonderful soul connection. That was really, really darling. She is marvelous.
Woman. She is a marvelous woman. She's a treasure of the United States. And I'll tell all the women, this is a little secret. I said, Janie, your hair is gorgeous. What do you do? I'm going to pull it. I pulled her hair because I wanted to see if she was wearing a wig or not, and she gave a squeak. And I'll tell you, it's real hair, and she is marvelous. She is a real person. I'm very bad.
That's good. We love your playful. Well, that's your otter self, isn't it? That's right. The otter would pull the hair just to tug and see. And either way, if it came off or didn't, both are cute. That's great. But in your conversation with her, you were speaking of these many things. And you also said, you know, the forests provide 60% of the oxygen, the oceans 40%. And then you said about drought. But if there's drought on the land... Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Now, you had that. You know, the last time I was down in California, I was speaking down there, and I imagine I'll be down there again pretty soon with this new book coming out. But in California, I was supposed to plant a tree. Well, I tell you, they gave me a shovel, and they gave me the tree, and I hopped up and down on that shovel. Do you think I could break the earth in California? It was so dry, we could not plant that tree. So... It's very scary. Well, what that means is that the leaf reduction is reduced. It means the fulvic acid is reduced, the humic acid is reduced, and there's a reduced iron going out into the ocean, which means starvation in the ocean. And we can't have that. We have to get the sequoia dendrons, we have to get the sequoia trees back into the land in California, because they are a firewall, and I mean a firewall. They condense water in the huge mass of the trees, and they keep the trees very liquid, and it picks up moisture from the mist off the sea from early in the morning until late at noontime. And you've got to get those trees back in to save the land, to save the people, to save the food. And, you know, when I was down there, the governor of California, he was hopping around, and I really wanted to see him. And somebody promised me, oh, yeah, we'll get an interview with him. Well, God bless us and save us. The man had slipped out from underneath my hands, because if I had got hold of him, he would be planting trees. He'd be planting sequoias, and I would have him. Because when I was down there, I generated enough money for 19 kids to go through Berkeley. And their full education, and we did all kinds of stuff. So he should have been there. Because the kids were there and they wanted to do this. So next time around, for heaven's sake, please turn up.
Yes. No, that's right. No, we're doing it now. We're, as you said, radio is magic. We're laying out, you know, imagination lays the tracks for the reality train. So the governor will greet you and again plant trees. And yeah, and then we've done a whole bunch of shows on beavers, right? And cooperating with beavers part of that dynamic, and that they too... fireproof the land, you know, and contribute. Yeah. So sequoias beavers, everything in cahoots.
You know, when for me, I'm a botanist too. You know, I've got a hell of a pile of degrees. Like, you know, I go into the Muir Woods. And, you know, I'm asking all of you people in California, go into the Muir Woods. Mae Monroe, who's in charge of the Muir Woods, she's a fantastic woman. She's a tiny little woman, but she's like dynamite. She'll bring you around. And I'll tell you, it's like bringing somebody around a cathedral. You go in there and they haunt you. They come there. And now I'm going to talk to the men, the male listeners of this of this program, and the women who have husbands and boyfriends and sons, listen up to this, please. You take these gentlemen into the woods and you start to do a little bit of camping, and you get your gentlemen mostly undressed by the time of the early morning, and please get them out there when the mist is there up until noontime. Those sequoias produce a compound called taxodione, which is in the atmosphere. It is very, very good for the male parts of a man and prevents prostate cancer. And will you please get your gentlemen out there? You don't have to have them totally naked here. No, you don't. And when they are loose clothing on and their sleeves and their head and their legs exposed, no washing that night. No, you go into the following day and you keep that taxodione on your skin, and that actually causes cancer, the cancer material in the prostate, to commit suicide. So please go and camp. You've got something fantastic at your doorstep. Get in there and do it.
So just to repeat this important public service announcement, Diana, so you take your almost completely naked men into the sequoia tree forest. Is that where you go?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And walk slowly. And look, you know, while I'm about it, let me go the whole 9 yards here.
Yes.
When you're walking, you gentlemen, when you're walking, hold yourself very upright, okay? I want you to breathe deeply so you get the taxodione into the lower part of your lungs, not the upper bronchi, down into the lower part of your lungs, and walk very slowly. And when you are walking, will you please pick up pieces of debris of these trees themselves, like the cones or pieces of twigs or something, and handle them in your hands. Because some of these twigs and you know, left off from the tree will cure flesh-eating diseases. So don't be too clean. I know that's not a bother for a lot of men. They can roll in, you know, they roll in the dirt. But a lot of gentlemen are very, very clean and very precise. Don't be so darn precise in these woods. Go and hog in there and get yourself with lots of taxodione on your body. And I'll tell you something, because I would be so happy if you would do that. Because my research, I've done a huge amount of research on cancer research. Please do that. I'm the person who made the tissue transplanting and all of those kind of organ transplanting. I've done the background for oxygenation and that. So I kind of know what I'm talking about. So please do it. Do it just for me.
No, that's so wonderful, and I just want to tie it to everything, because when I first hosted you, I can't remember, way back, I think this is our maybe third or fourth time, but the things I said, you live in my inner council always as a reference, and you'd said, you know, walk into a pine forest, you always come out smarter because of the aerosols,
Yeah. Let's talk about the pines now, because in California you've got wonderful pine trees too. And now for the ladies, and also the gentlemen, mostly the ladies, because women have got a lot of breast cancer, these days, because of pesticides and God knows so on. And actually the smoke fumes will carry pesticides on them right now. So that's why you're asked to wear a mask. So, but go into the pine trees again. And now you relax, and you go in for the minimum amount of time of 15 minutes. Please do that. And what you have in the air, now you have to have temperatures in the 80 degrees to have the pinenes aerosols are produced in the airways around the trees, and it's alpha pinene and beta pinene. And what you have to do is, if possible, not wash yourself the day before, so that you've got kind of a bit of an oily skin on you. And the alpha pinene and beta pinene go into the oil in your skin, into the sebaceous glands in your skin, then into your cardiovascular system, and it speeds in your cardiovascular system, and it gives you a protection, listen to this now, to all cancers for the next 30 days. Now, if you were living in California, I would advise you on every day in every month, that's 12 months in the year, to take a trot around your super valuable pine trees, the Bishop's pine and all those different pine trees you have, once a month, and you get a protection to cancers.
Maybe, because the other thing I remember, and we'll come back to pine because that's so important. But you also said, and if you take a walnut and crush it, ladies, and rub it on your inner forearm, that will protect you from breast cancer, you
breast
said.
Cancer.
And I did that. You know, it smells so delicious, like lemony. And so many people
have been
going, oh, we never did that before.
Yeah. And if you've got little sausages, I mean, if you've got grandchildren or young children, please bring the young children with you and give them a green, now I'm talking about a green acorn, I mean a green walnut, not a brown one, because the brown one is an older one, a green walnut, and give it to your child to hold. And they have little sweaty hands when they're young little sausages. So give it to the kid to hold for about a half an hour. Ask them to do that, and it gives them a protection to early childhood leukemia.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
For those of you who are cognizant with all of the with the compounds in medicine, the medicinal compound is ellagic acid. And if you're tracking ellagic acid, it is the Japanese that discovered the link for that within this whole system. And North America is the kingpin for these forests.
Yes. So that you know, and then you'd also said, you know, if you're lonely, sit under a willow tree. Because the salicylic.
Can I talk about that? Because our young people are having a hell of a time right now. What with COVID and then trying to get through university and trying to get through schools, it's actually very depressing for those young kids. And if you've got young teenagers, please be kind to them, because this is not of their making. This is of our making. So please try to be compassionate to these kids. Okay, but you've got to bring them for a little walk. Any one of the willows, that you have many, many willows, all different kinds of willows. I mean, the Chinese willow, the weeping willow, is very common in California, and actually all over North America it's very common. So try to bring the kid, if they're depressed or anxious or are looking toward doing exams and getting really anxious about exams, bring them out for a walk. And where you bring them is to a willow tree. And the best one is a willow tree where there's some water running. Willows love to grow on very damp ground, so you will get, there's about 22 aerosols that get lifted off the willow tree, and the willow tree produces these aerosols. They're pretty well all water soluble, so the air produces a humidity around the water produces humidity around the air around it, so you get a better penetration of these 22 compounds into the skin. They are all anti-anxiety compounds that are in the skin. They are all anti-pain compounds, like aspirin. Delta salicylic acid is one of them, and also anti-inflammatory compounds, and they keep your cortisol levels down.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you so much, Diana Beresford Kroeger. We're in the middle of listening to her. This is Caroline Casey, the Visionary Activist Show. We're in the last day of fun drive for the Visionary Activist Show, and many people to thank. But do call 1-800-439-5732. Come on, team. Many great comments. I'm going to read them, but I really want people to be magnetized to calling for all that you like. And yeah, wonderful ally, Kirsten, the board op, said, this guest is adorable. She is adorable. She's indefatigable, high-handed, in the best sense, adorable, and reminding us of so much. And let's speak to danger. Diana looks squarely at danger. You know, one of the times I spoke with her, she's protector of the woods in Canada, and she has her all the important trees in the boreal forest around her, and the fires were around her, and she's like, no, that's not a problem. We'll put them out with our science and our magic. There we go, science and magic. That's the key thing. Right, so thanks so much to Paul way back, the first pledger, but it's a great note. I listen to the Visionary Activist Show regularly, but this is my first time of supporting it. Yes, we want new people. It's time for a new world. Let's go. Earlier this week, he says, I was sitting quietly in a forest and I heard a sound nearby. I looked in the direction and saw a coyote trotting by. He stopped, looked in my direction for a moment, and then went on his way. It was a special moment and maybe a sign to support the Visionary Activist. So there you go. Thanks for the insights. Thank you, Paul. Absolutely, in Santa Rosa. That's so wonderful. Priscilla, again, wonderful. Delia, wonderful. Longtime allies. So we have new people pledging. We love that. We love that. And longtime allies pledging. Delia pledged for Forest of Noise poems by fantastic, wonderful Mosab Abu Toha, because we're weaving the cruelty of the world with the beauty of nature, weaving it back together. You know, thank you so much, Jen, Visionary Activist, summoning all fellow Librans to unleash fairness, harmonize cacophony, and sow patience. Yes, may our dedication endure, flourish, and flower, says Delia. Linda and Novato, I love your show. And yes, let's keep cahooting. Maria and Sebastopol, I love her show. It's my joy on Thursday afternoons. The show really spoke to me. I also speak to the trees. Yes, that's really wonderful. Oh, that's so great. And other great things. Lori in Santa Venetia, thank you, beautiful, strong women from Water Dragon Pal. Yes. those who do not listen to dragons are doomed to live out the nightmares of politicians, says Ursula Gwynn. Anonymous in Martine, California. Woof, woof, he says, Anonymous. Gypsy Scholar, haven't heard from you in a long time, wonderful ally. Offers the Sacred Forest song lyrics by the Irish bard Van Morrison. By the sacred grove, where the waters flow, we will come and go in the forest. In the summer rain, we will meet again. We will learn the code of the ancient ones in the forest. With your long robes on, oh, we will surely roam by the ancient roads. I will take you home to the forest. Thank you. All right, let's go, team. We have some time to keep cahooting and woofing. We'd like to make it into four figures just to, in order to be to sustain this show and this station onward. And especially crucial, let me just put in another public service announcement here, reasons to pledge. Reasons to pledge are danger. We know that. We know the danger's extreme. The astrochoreography again points that out to us. Mars, Volunteer Church Choir, wonderful quintiles, but also has a 135-degree angle, sesquiquadrate, to the Moon, to Ceres, to Neptune, to Saturn, which is awareness of danger. We go, yeah, it's dangerous. And then back to the quintiles. You know, it's dangerous. And I love, ally in my Monday Night Trickster calls, Evangeline, says, the opportunity proffered to us to redream the world, emerge from ashes to dream anew. The work of democracy is to envision the desirable alternate. And yeah, Saturn-Neptune coming to conjoin. I was born with that Saturn-Neptune thing, which is why I say imagination lays the tracks for the reality train. That's part of what it means. Terence McKenna said, oh, that's a good one. Let me write it down. I go, with attribution. But it reminds us, you know, this time of enormous cruelty, and the last election and everything, one way we might put it is we got smoked on what should be our strong suit. the Dementors, the Opus Dei, the Inquisition, oligarchy, monstrosity that has arisen. You know, some of those people are, you know, completely crazy, but some of them are crazy in a focused way. Opus Dei, Steve Bannon, they've been visualizing this tyranny for a long time. You know, and we've been like, oh, and so now it's like to gather here and to hum in our hearts, you know, the power of vision and action. Vision and action. That's the whole pulse. You know, the vision lays the track so that impossible things can be done. Remember Chiron in his school, he was teaching, guiding future cultural heroes. That's everybody listening. Their tasks are impossible, and they always succeed when they study with Chiron. And Chiron is right on KPFA's Sun right now. Again, a person bursting with gifts more than they can hold. Right, the whole lineage. We're calling on everything. The whole lineage of everybody who's ever had anything to contribute to now, because it is dangerous. So the danger is there. To be aware of it. To be aware of it. Oh, and thank you. That's perfect. Somebody just pledged for Chris Hedges' in-person event, Resistance in Occupied Palestine, Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. for a pledge of $25. Thank you, Anonymous. Yeah, Chris Hedges, very good at danger. Danger, there's danger. Anonymous in Portland, Oregon, woof woof, into the woods we go. Thank you, KPFA, and thank you, Caroline Casey. That's great. Yeah, so Chris Hedges offers danger, which is great. Well, it's not great. The danger is terrifying. But then here we are. Chiron's first lesson to his future cultural heroes, all of us, was to take bows and arrows and transform them into lutes and stringed musical instruments. We're in this Gemini humming, vibrational, musical time. So the transformation of war into music and art through music and art as a crucial dynamic, which is also part of the beauty and the symmetry, you know, of being able to pledge for this beautiful book of poetry, Forest of Noise, Poems by Mosab Abu Toha, just won the Pulitzer Prize. Indefatigable, kind, deep person who has borne, as everyone in Gaza has borne, more suffering than any being should. Entire families wiped out. And from that comes his powerful book of poetry. Woo. As Robert Bly said, you know, bring in the poets and double the madness. You know, the madness meaning Majnun, crazy for the divine, crazy for kindness, you know, and that's what we're pledging for. Thank you, Anonymous in Richmond, for pledging for Chris Hedges, who reminds us of danger, which is important. Thank you, Anonymous in Healdsburg, who pledges to speak for the trees, My Life's Journey from Ancient Celtic Wisdom to a Healing Vision of the Forest by Dana Beresford Kroger. That's great. We have some minutes. Oh, we have lots of time, right? Again, Board Ups are so wise. Board Up, long time ago when I was rushing in 5 minutes to live, can you do this quick edit? And he goes, relax, we have 5 minutes. Think of how long 5 minutes of dead air would be on the radio. And it's like, oh, it's forever. So we have 6 minutes. Wow, that's great. And not to be fear-based, but it's like we want to keep this station not dead air, live air, but it's a wonderful thing to keep, like, ooh, you know, we have time. What kind of time? Do we have enough time to save the world and redeem things? And everything says depends on what kind of time. If we're talking about realistic tick-tick time, then no, we don't have enough time to answer our emails or save the world. But if we talk about mythological time, what the Chinese fairy tales call irrational time, where you go into the woods, thank you, Diana Beresford Kroger, you know, and you go through the little magic doorway into the fairy world, and all kinds of time passes, and then you step back into one's daily life, you know, 10 minutes, right? So if we have our mythological imagination, our capacity to step into the traveling now, and let's think of the Visionary Activist Show as a traveling now where you can step into it, you know, for solace. We can think of it as the Green Dragon Tavern where the revolutionaries gathered, right? Where we're creating this, like in the spirit of, you know, the memory palaces, a place of refuge. Anonymous in Forestville, Pledges, imagination lays the tracks for the reality train. I love that. That alone is worth a donation. Thank you, Anonymous. And thank you, Anonymous in Richmond. There we go. All right, let's keep it going. Let's make it into four figures. We can do it. We have so much time. We do. But still, you know, make haste, you know, woefully. So ardently magnetizing, using quintiles, magnetizing to call 1-800-439-5732 or pledge online kpfa.org. You know, we'll plant a seed and watch it grow into something we have. I'm muffing the line into something we never knew. You know, that's the Bengtson singing. So this time of pledging, you know, pledging now to the station, really good idea. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org, because we're also dedicating to the best part of ourselves. You know, it's got to function. You know, Saturn says, for double, triple the benefits, whatever we do, just add dedication further to it. By the pledging to KPFA, to the Visionary Activist Show, may I also pledge to my best self. It's time for all of us to dree our weird, to bring all of our skills, to hone all of our skills. And so the Visionary Activist Show really aspires, and increasingly astrology in its deepest, truest form is a guide, one of the great language guides from antiquity, of how to be a fully participatory Earth citizen. That's really crucial. Berkeley Anonymous, I can't wait to share with my dad about walking in the sequoias, right? Yes, take off your clothes, Dad. He told me yesterday he had some cancer cells in his balls. Beyond grateful to you, Caroline, who always inspires me to visionary activism. That's good. Nicola and Ukiah. Yay, Ukiah. Thank you, Caroline. Love your show and trickster training where I learned about tardigrades, right? I wonder how this is perfect and can't wait to see how this all resolves. Yes, yes, but let's, we have all the time in the world and not. We have 2 minutes, but it would be really great, really great. 1-800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. Just surprising. There's no prison for the unexpected. You know, some surprising amount. It could be, you know, $23.30 or, you know, $2,300. That would be surprising. That would be adorable. So, yes, thanks to all the anonymi. But let's do this team again for Forest of Noise, poems by Mossab Abu Toha. Thank you so much, Michael, and Sherland, California, donating his age. That's great. That's great. I'm coming up right behind you, Michael. Right, and yay. Older people, if we have a safe old age, Stella Coyote taught me this, then all kinds of qualities of intelligence unfold. So we're here to keep each other safe. You know, and the danger is to Saturn, Neptune. We do not want to leave the power of dedicated visualization and imagination to the Dementors, because we kind of have. We kind of have done that, right? We go, no, we're inhaling it. And because it's an inquisition, let's have all the parts of us who go, we've been through inquisitions and we've picked up some tricks along the way. Pledge everybody who feels like they've been through an inquisition and to compost any inner inquisition we might have conditioned, right? Oh, we did it. We did it. We're into four figures that, you know, it's modest, but it's great. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. That's great. Okay, it's rousing. It's rousing. I think we have maybe a minute if we're slightly cheating. 800-439-5732 or kpfa.org. And the thank you gift is Forest of Noise, poems by Mossab Abu Toha. So profound and beautiful. It's a phoenix. It's his phoenix's song, right? It's, you know, the capacity to direct collective attention at what you deem to be important. You know, that our kinship, grief is kinship, grief is love, grievance is hatred. So may we transform all grievance into grief. Thank you always, Kirsten, and our adorable guest, Diana Beresford Kroger, who will be returning soon with her latest book. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, KBFA. Thank you, everybody who pledged. I'm Caroline Casey. We will reconvene next week. Yay, team. Keep calling.